America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So, if you missed it, and Paul George,
really, that was the perfect noise. Yeah.
So Paul George, I thought, was pretty rusty, especially early. I mean,
which
you
is
know,
to be expected.
No question.
Okay, I get that.
And as Rhea's pointed out in the update,
he's locked in though, you know.
Yeah. As Rhea pointed out in the update, not great at the end with Maxey not taking a shot.
It was insanity in
the last 5 minutes, and they're going to have to figure that out. You know, you incorporate Paul George. Eventually, they're going to incorporate Joel. There's always a learning curve when you got this star and you got that star and who
Four
gets the ball
half
at the end.
No, it's
a long time. No, I agree. And Maxey done a lot of good prior to that. All right, let's get to the end of the game and then what Paul George said. So here are the circumstances, and you're going to know why I set this up so directly. The Sixers are down two. Repeat, ladies and gentlemen, the Sixers are down two.
Are you listening, Paul?
Yeah, the Sixers are down two. They're playing the Suns. It's late last night. It's a little bit after midnight. Paul George gets the ball. It's time to start moving. About 10 seconds to go. Here's what happens.
George with eight. PG with six. George to his left. Create some space. Mid-range. Around and off. Martin to Maxey for the win. And it will not go. And the Sixers had two great looks there in the final 6 seconds, Alan, but just couldn't convert.
All right, so the Sixers lose. It's not a dreadful loss. Phoenix, pretty good team. You got, you know, some great players, Booker and Durant and all that.
Yeah, they're like 5-1 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, Sixers were pretty close, so it's encouraging.
It would have been a great win.
It would have been really good. Yeah,
they are 1-5, though, the Sixers.
Yeah, they're 1-5. I was excited to see Paul George last night. I wasn't that excited, but it was like, all right, here's some life. This is a guy hopefully will be one of the top 10 players in our town. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. He's, you know, he's Paul George. He's certainly better than Tobias Harris. All right. But you have that. Then you have postgame. Listen to Paul George. This is a doozy. Listen to Paul George describing his mindset as he got ready to rock and roll for that play.
I mean, that was, again, bad evaluation. I thought we were down one. I thought when KD made the layup, that put them up one. Otherwise, go for the three to try to win the game opposed to going for a two to tie the game. So after watching it, another bonehead play. Again, in that situation, why not go for the win?
So I find it kind of funny.
Welcome to Philly, big dog.
I find it kind of funny.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, it's not like this is one of those things where you held on to the ball like J.R. Smith all those years ago in game one of the finals because you thought you were up instead of not. Like, it's not unreasonable to take a two-pointer when you're down two.
Sure.
It's not
like Dak running up the middle with 5 seconds left or whatever.
I mean, you can still win the game the way he approached it. So it's
sure.
not, but, just that line.
Not another, knowing.
I mean, the fact that
bonehead play,
another in his first game.
You're pointing this out.
Like, how many were there in the past that we don't know about?
I guess I did it again,
I didn't watch all the Paul George games from the last 15 years. Is this a thing?
Uh-huh. Like,
another bonehead play in game one?
Somebody
Something
said,
else you need to make us aware of, Paul. Like, please, fill us in.
You know Bill Simmons, the big-time NBA?
Sure.
He tweeted out something along the lines of, welcome to the Paul George experience.
Ooh, not good.
He has Clippers season tickets. tickets to Bill Simmons because he lives out there. Yeah. He always talks about it. So he's seen a lot of Paul George last year.
Joe, here's what drove me crazy about that last play. They have 20 seconds left on the clock when he gets it.
Yep.
He dribbles for like 15 of them, waves off Maxey, who I can imagine was not real pleased without getting the ball.
Well, they're going to have to figure that out.
They are.
I mean, that's, look, real quick, Ray, before you keep going. So I remember we did a poll when they signed Paul George, who should get the last shot. And people were very split. Yeah. James, maybe you can try to find that poll. But bottom line is, you can make a case for Embiid, you can make a case for George, you can make a case for Maxey. They're going to have to figure it out. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I mean, especially in this game, he was not shooting great. He was 4-for-14, 1-for-7 from beyond the arc, and Maxey was. So, I mean, in that case, you give the ball to Maxey.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me that they went to the veteran because, you know, it's the way it often goes in the NBA. Until you figure it out.
My bigger issue is that he said it. Like, I appreciate being honest, man, but, like, it shows a real lack of just awareness, wisdom, whatever, discernment to steal a Nick Sirianni line to, like, actually say that. Like, keep it to yourself, man. It's crazy. Who says that?
You had 15 seconds.
Am I wrong?
Well,
take a peek at the scoreboard.
I will say this, James, just for what it's worth. Paul George, Indiana, Paul George, Los Angeles, different media markets,
especially
different
the number two in Los Angeles. He's a Clipper. He won the Laker. It's a very different
thing. Guys, high school basketball is bigger in Indiana than the Pacers.
And the Lakers are so much bigger than the Clippers. They're not even a relevant thing out there.
The Clippers might be behind UCLA in Los Angeles.
Seriously, you're right.
So, like, Paul, I would say start taking notes.
Did he just realize it, like, while he was speaking?
I don't know.
It almost took him by surprise. It is inexplicable that you would just reveal
Is there
that.
A coaching
Incredibly
point with this,
honest,
too?
Though.
Like, I know he should know the score, but is there anything on Nick Nurse for not, like, in the huddle before they go out?
No.
Hey, remember, we're down two. Like, I don't know.
Well, he took
a timeout. James, they didn't take a timeout.
Oh, they didn't have a timeout. Yeah.
Kevin Durant had just scored. Guys, it's Paul George's job to know the score.
I agree.
I mean, come on.
Sure.
All right, 215-592-9494. But you can react to that. And also, you know, if you saw the game last night, what you made of Paul George's performance.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.